This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jasandu, together with
Frida Liu
and Audrey Raj.
And I think, you know, maybe we will go on to our final story before we wrap up all the responses. Mm-hmm. And our final story basically came from yesterday, Frida. You had a webinar session.
Yes.
With three speakers, and it was, you know, I love the title, and obviously it's, you know, very catchy.
Yeah. Well,
Show me the money.
We had this gentleman, Imran Furkan, a future. So I wanted to hear from a global perspective what's happening, right, and where he sees the opportunity. We had Professor Loredana Padurian, who is a professor at the Asia School of Business, and you know what kind of conversations she's having with the students right now, right? And then most of them are working adults, and what kind of workforce do you need to be? And of course, someone who's got skin in the game, you know, Carl Liu. From Service Hero. Of course, now, I don't know if he's Service Hero or disinfectant to you.
Well, he's both, right? Because, right, you know, Service Hero still is active.
And it's amazing how he has turned around his business so quickly and doing this under the, you know, MCO, because he can't go out, right? And he's just completely changed his business. And also, Professor Loredana said something in one of her conversations, and we'll share that. And she's referring to Charles Fine, who is a lecturer at MIT itself. Let's have a listen to that.
Professor Fine, my colleague from ASB, the president and the MIT professor, says that he uses this very interesting concept. It's called clock speed. He defines clock speed as the rate of change of an industry. And some industries move really fast and some industries move really slow. The slowest moving industries tend to be highly regulated, or they have a very heavy capital investment. The very fast moving industries, the industries with very fast clock speed, they are the ones who tend to be very close to the consumer, to the end consumer, right? The closer you are to the end consumer, the faster you're going to have to move. And I agree with Carr. I think a business, a 10-year business plan is bollocks. But I do think that a 10-year vision is important. And I think it's more of an articulation of your visionary goals rather than KPIs. Keep in mind that if you're very close to the consumer, you have your time frame is very limited and constantly have to be re-evaluated. But I think nobody should plan for 10 years. I mean, nobody can plan until the end of the year. I don't know what this year is going to look like for our school. Until today, I guess, we're not going to know if the government allows us to open the business. I don't know how I'm going to teach. So all we can do is sort of create scenarios rather than plans. And the scenarios, you have a bunch of scenarios, you're mentally prepared, you're sort of...
I like that concept of scenario planning, right? You know, is a really normal case study, like if this scenario happens and all that. So I went on to research a little bit about Charles Fine. He wrote a book called Clock Speed, right? And he makes references to the firefly, the fruit flies,
fruit
right?
Fly. Fruit
And for a fruit fly to procrastinate is to die. So he made a lot of comparisons in industries and all that. And I just want to read something in this book. He talks about there's no such thing as an advantage. It's all a temporary advantage. We think we may be an advantage here, but you have to realize that it's temporary and you have to move on. He said the ultimate core competency is the ability to choose capabilities well. A company may have a core competence in product design, brand marketing, custom manufacturing, or high volume distribution. Each of these may be important capabilities in its competitive environment, but the overriding competency is the ability to determine which of those capabilities are going to be high value added capabilities and which will be the commodities abilities and for how long. So lasting success will go neither to the company that manages to find a great business opportunity, nor to the firm who develops the best proprietary technology. Rather, we'll see the greatest rewards to the companies that can anticipate time after time which capabilities are worth investing in and which should be outsourced. So, he just made this interesting comparison. I think we just to understand that you may be number one right now, but feel that it's temporary.
Also, no wonder fruit flies are really hard to kill, because they're just constantly moving.
But they only live 2 weeks.
Really?
Yes, they only live 2 weeks.
It's
and so they,
temporary.
So they're urgent. It's urgent what they have to do in the 2 weeks.
But I guess, you know, in a way, that is really what I think Carl did with Service Hero and Disinfection to You, right?
Yeah.
In the speed that he's moved, and, you know, the areas and the regions that he's now, you know, operating in. It's just astonishing to do this in a period where everyone's stuck at home or in some lockdown. You can only have Zoom meetings.
Right.
You can't have face-to-face meetings. And here he is expanding into new markets and new areas.
Collaborations, manufacturing plant, you know, that kind of thing.
Super interesting stuff. Now, you can watch the entire webinar if you just go on to facebook.com/BFM Radio. We will also post the link in the podcast of this story on our website. So, you know, I really suggest you to, you know, probably, you know, go on over the weekend. I'm sure you would have an hour. It's only an hour long.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'd have an hour to spare just on upskilling and reskilling yourself. Now, you know, we started today by talking about what has been the biggest obstacles with working from home. Let's wrap the numbers up.
Yeah. So we have 22% who say accessibility, 14% who say career development, almost 29% with environment and culture, and more than 34% say it's motivation. We have one final comment here from Huzwani who says, you know, for accessibility, I may have access to good IT comms and internet, but my counterparts and work colleagues may not. That's a problem.
It's a disparity, right? Yeah. Accessibility, it's,
So right over here, WhatsApp, I don't know whether this falls under culture or motivation. Ng Ti Keng, I can't yell across my desk to my teammates to submit the due report. That could be motivation. Noralina says, work from home needs discipline. Discipline to work and discipline to stop work. That's not a problem for me. My problem is the internet speed. So accessibility. So I have to access servers, drivers in other parts of the world. It's definitely faster from the office. And a final one here from James, who said, I've been teaching from home since the MCO. We are now finishing up the semester. To be honest, it is exhausting. The teacher-student dynamic is lost. The kinetic energy that creates excitement and fun in the classroom. Teaching online is sedentary, causing demotivation for students and teachers as well.
And on Instagram, Dean Chua 1987 says, the existence of Netflix. Sounds a lot like Arvin, but, you know, apparently Arv said born in the same year as well. So who knows, right? Thank you all so much for the feedback. Our second story was on
how you will be eating out more with your phone in the times to come.
And our third story was our webinar.
Yes, do check that. The webinar is available on our Facebook page as well.
And coming up later at 1 p.m. is the Breakfast Grill replay. And because it is the World Environment Day today, we will speak to Professor Corinne. She's the Professor of Climate Change Science and Policy at the University of East Anglia. That's coming up at 1 p.m. If you miss any parts of today's show, you can download the podcast. It's available on the BFM website. If you haven't got the BFM app, then you should go on and download it. It's available on the Apple App Store or Google Play. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with
Frida Liu
and Audrey Raj.
Have a lovely long weekend ahead. Stick around. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.